The FAA is now calling on United Airlines to step up inspections of the Boeing 777 jets. The airline had 24 of them in service, and according to the FAA, United is the only U.S. airline with the engine in its fleet. International airlines are pulling these planes as well. And earlier today, I spoke with Richard Abulafia. He is an aerospace analyst with Teal Group, a market analysis firm that specializes in aerospace and defense. And we talked about this latest incident and trouble for Boeing. Let's begin with what we know so far with this investigation. What is the latest with this 777 and the engine?
Well, it sounds like there are some components that might have been improperly inspected or perhaps had some kind of flaw built into them. I think it's pretty much what we all expected so far. You know, you can't rule out anything at this point, but after something like a third of a century in service, it's not like the actual design of the engine is going to be called into question.
So this is a PW Pratt & Whitney 4000 engine. Has it had any problems before that we know about?
You know, all engine families at one point or another have had problems. That's just the way it works, I'm afraid. This particular type of engine, this family of engines, entered service in 1987, and it entered service on the 777, which, of course, is the plane that carried it the other night outside of Denver, back in the mid-1990s. So there's a great deal of experience, and I'm afraid, given all the millions and millions of miles flown, you're going to have incidents that happen pretty much, again, on any engine family.
So what do we know about this latest incident? What happened? What came apart? What went wrong?
Well, it was an uncontained turbine failure, which means that not only did something, you know, come loose or fall apart or explode inside the engine, but it actually managed to breach the exterior housing, the cowling of the engine. At that point, that elevates it from an incident to a very serious problem.
So we know that they have grounded a number of these planes, the United planes here in the United States. How long before we have some answers and these planes get to flying again?
Probably a matter of a couple of days, really. You know, you're talking about just over 100 planes, which is the number of aircraft that have this engine from that particular model series, you know, with 1,600 777s built. So it's not exactly what you call a major problem in terms of, you know, the network.
Will this impact United at all?
I don't think it will. You know, they've got a much bigger fleet, of course, and some of that fleet is idle. You know, you're talking about a relatively small number of aircraft for them as well.
What's the takeaway for folks who may be concerned about flying and aircraft safety?
Well, you look at what could possibly go wrong with an aircraft, and an uncontained turbine failure is really up there as one of the worst case scenarios. And, you know, the pictures and the aftermath on the ground certainly reflected that. Debris flying out of the plane, landing in people's garages, flames shooting out the back. And at the end of the day, there were no casualties and the plane returned to the airport. That's, to me, more of a positive story.